3:22 is our time. 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sport!
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday, the 11th of June. Time to heap two. Tricep. Mill about smartly throughout the premises, making certain every radio in sight is set. America's favorite station for music and news, and then doing whatever you must to ensure that this remains the case in perpetuity. This is Mike Reiner speaking to you today from the nurturing biosphere of the mothership. Alongside the Knox City Knocker, the Terlingua comic, Dean Goon. Ty Walker, the great beast in his natural habitat, and Dancing Bear at first base. Getting things all set to go over there with that ticket ticker this afternoon. Hello, Ty.
Hello, Mike.
At the helm, David Mino. Hi, David.
What's up, blood?
Becca will be along just a bit with Trafico, Trafico, and I will be here, but right about now it is time for us to bring in the Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
There's Corby because my screens just went black.
There he is. Spoiler alert, the United States is winning 7-0 over Thailand. It looks like we're going to hang on for victory.
Damn the Chinese.
They're not Chinese.
You're confused.
That was a drop.
I saw your lips move.
No, you didn't.
Right. Yeah,
that was a drop.
Are you sure?
Pretty.
So let me ask you guys a fashion question.
I'm here for you.
Thank you.
George.
No. Flannel in the summer. Dark jeans, work boots.
Like you're going to work.
Yeah.
Like you are going, man, that guy's going out in the country to chop some wood.
Hey, man.
That's a working man.
This day and age, in the neighborhoods that we live in, there's a lot of guys out there that look like me today.
Yep, true that.
A lot of them are chopping wood, too.
So, I've told you guys,
for the power saw,
that I'm addicted to one pair of shorts in particular, and they're made of that material that it dries in like 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the dry fit short, almost.
Okay.
It's like a swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to touch it?
Mark that, please.
See?
No, I don't want to touch it.
Touch the shorts.
Give it a feel. Mike, feel
dude,
it.
Your Whoa. Sack's hanging God. Out. Dude, your Whoa. Sack.
Yeah, it's like swimsuit.
Man, if your sack's hanging out of those shorts, you're going to look like bad grandpa.
Yeah, I'm going to have a distended problem. So, one of my dogs, one of the three dogs, the pit bull, if you leave a treat anywhere, he will find it. Like, if it's laying around and he can get to it, he will get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I, when we walk them, I'll take little bitty treats with me, and if they do good things, they get a treat.
Like math problems?
Mm-hmm. Well, I left one, and I'm talking about these little treats are, you guys have probably seen them before.
I've got bags of them.
They're tiny.
They're 1.5 calories.
They're just little bitty treats that you reward them with. So, so small. Anyway, I left one in my short pocket.
Mm-hmm.
They're so small, you can't even feel them. So, I left the shorts on the bed, as I will do sometimes with clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Came home,
mm-hmm.
and he was in his bed. He had my shorts,
mm-hmm.
and he was trying to extract the treat from my pocket. So he ended up doing damage. Now, my question fashion-wise is there too much damage to wear these? Now, you guys haven't noticed these
You're
at all.
You're wearing them, so the answer is no.
Well,
you want to smell it?
Would you wear these shorts, Mike? You see the damage.
Yeah, I do, and I don't think I would.
You wouldn't?
No, I don't think so.
Can you see him, Danny?
I see the shorts and the damage done.
Here.
A little part of it in everyone.
See? Uh-huh. Can you see that? See the holes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see my balls? What?
It's the only reason we're doing this.
So
he could say that.
You would throw these away. I have three. Look, I got three pair of shorts. They're all the same. Same company. Different colors. But these were the first, and they mean a lot to me.
Then just wear them around the house for chores and screwing.
Yeah, make them your house shorts.
And the place that I buy these from, Howler Brothers, they don't make this color anymore. And it's like my jams. It's blue. I really like it.
Okay, well, wear them then. Nobody's going to notice that anyway.
See, you guys hadn't noticed. Bitch. You guys hadn't noticed any.
The hell?
Did you see that? It just flew up and hit me in the face with a microphone.
Like it did knock a tooth out.
But you guys hadn't noticed it, so it's not that big a deal, right? But you think someone today was like, God, look at that hobo.
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt people, when they see you walk into a room, immediately fixate on your errors of shorts.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You having some trouble with that over there?
I'm scared of it now. The microphone's going to fly up and hit me in the face.
Well, I'm glad we covered that and solved that problem.
Well, I don't know if it's a problem, per se, but...
That was a drop.
It's definitely a problem.
It's an issue that I'm having.
You brought it to the radio. It must be important.
I'll take a photo of it. I'll let the ladies decide.
Look up there on that TV. There's a lobster writing numbers with a pen.
That is not a Oh, my God! Did they train a crawdad how to write?
Lobster?
He's writing... What is happening?
That ain't no crawdad.
That's a lobster,
bro. That's a full-blown lobster.
It is?
Yeah.
How does he know how to write numbers?
They're smart.
What the hell am I seeing?
They're smarter than you know.
Holy crap, look at that guy's head on Dr. Phil.
There's a lobster with a pen writing 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 and doing it better than I could do it.
Well, you see him add.
His long division skills are off the charts.
Wait, is he doing somebody's tax report or something?
Gotta go.
All right, a lot of stuff to get to here today. Got a little Sunday TV chaos to get into. NBA Finals talk, of course. We'll have Community Quick Hits at 6:10, and E! News will be at 4:50. But coming up next, what female body part is being used to memorialize what Mexican gangster?
It's Tito's Handmade Vodka.